You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Come and learn from me, Jesus says. Learn from me, for I am meek. Question of the day. Anybody here want to learn how to be meek? Do we really want to be meek? What in the world does that look like? The common definition, if you look up in Webster's dictionary, the word meek, you find a person who is submissive, the proverbial doormat. Or as we used to say it, I don't know if young people say it today, but we used to call those kind of people the wimps, the wusses. You still do that? No? Okay. Language changes. Nobody would go into the voting booth in November and punch the ticket for a meek leader, according to the way we seem to understand it. So what is Jesus asking us to be? And how is he meek? Began to dig a little bit into the language, the original words used in these cases, because we hear it in the scriptures, in the first reading, in the prophet Zechariah, about this meek leader coming to bring peace. Of course, in this gospel, Jesus saying he is meek, and of course, the great beatitude in which he pronounces blessed the meek, because the meek are the ones who will inherit the earth. Who are these people? Come to find out that the word that is used for meek, more in its original way of translation into English, would come out like this. Restraint. Power that is under control. Restraint. Self-controlled. Power. A lot of people might imagine Jesus as powerless and not even desiring power, but I don't think that's right. Everybody who has a mission and a purpose needs power. And in fact, I would suggest that the great proof that Jesus had power and is powerful is that we are here today, 2,000 years, still talking about him. And not about Julius Caesar or some other empire of power in the world. Power under control. Here's a metaphor for you that I remember. I used to live and work in Las Vegas for 5 years. We had many visitors, needless to say, would come out. And I used to think they were coming out to see us. Well, after they spent a few days at the casinos, they were looking for something else to do. So they wanted to go see Hoover Dam. Any of you been to Hoover Dam? Done the dam tour, as I used to say? Part of the tour that I remember most is you're standing underground on top of this huge, huge pipe. Forget how many stories tall this pipe is. It's the intake pipe. That water feeds through from Lake Mead, through the dam, down into the generators that creates electricity. You're standing on top of this pipe, on this platform, in this room, and your whole body is shaking from the power of this water. And I remember the numbers of times I was standing there thinking to myself, I sure hope this thing don't spring a leak. But if you will, that water powerful as it is, we could call meek. For it was power restrained, power under control. We all know the power of water out of control. Just go up the river. We all know the power of fire out of control. We look to the west. But we need these powerful things under control. For that water rushing through that pipe is powerful enough to create megawatts of electricity. And that fire under control in your furnace in December is powerful enough to keep you warm. But power out of control brings destruction. Even parental power, as you know, parents, has to be restrained power. For that kind of power out of control becomes abusive. To be meek is not to be powerless. It's not to lay down on the ground and have people trample you down. It's to have power under control. Power for the force of creativity, for the force of good, for fruitfulness. I think this is how you can tell. The power that is meek under control from a power that is out of control. That power constrained brings good. It is creative power. It is productive and fruitful. While power that is not under self-control and not restrained brings and reaps a harvest of destruction and damage and hurtfulness. And so Jesus says, learn from me. Learn a new way of exercising power for good. Learn. Learn. Do we need to learn? For as we look out at our world and our culture, is it not true to say that so often we see power out of control? Power that leads to destruction? As people without self-control solve their issues by pulling out a gun and shooting the other, even children, we see bullying going on. We see all kinds of examples. Road rage is power out of control. A power in an automobile. Learn from me to be meek, to have your power constrained and restrained for the sake of something good. Jesus taught us to pray. And in that prayer, he said, pray, thy kingdom come. God's kingdom to come. God's ways to come. Do we need to learn new ways? Why would we continue the old ways? When you think about working on something and you're trying a certain method and you keep at it and it keeps failing, the cake keeps flopping in the oven, you'd begin to think, maybe I need to do something differently. Because to keep doing it the same old way is crazy. It's crazy. It's like the guy who makes a bet on the baseball game and the team loses and he decides to bet double or nothing on the replay the next day. That's crazy. Don't do the same thing that hasn't worked in the past. Come to me, Jesus says. Learn a new way. For the meek will inherit the earth, while those whose power is unrestrained will destroy it. This is my kingdom to come. And when we pray those simple words, thy kingdom come, there is a corollary that I think we need to echo in our minds as well. Because as we pray honestly for God's kingdom to come, what we also have to pray for is perhaps even harder, that my kingdom would go. my ways, which are not God's ways, would move on down the road. And so it was that the prophet Zechariah said that the new dominion, the new kingdom, would be characterized by the abandonment of power that destroys. He used the terms, gone are the horse and the chariot and the spear. All those things that in those days would reap a harvest of destruction. Not a power that produces fruit in love. So do you want to be meek? Then come and learn. And here we are in Jesus' weekly school to learn what he has to teach us. To learn to be meek and humble of heart, as we see witnessed by his example at this table. For he could have called upon, as he said, legions of angels to come with great power and save him from his sacrifice. But no, that wasn't the way of meekness in power. Instead, his body is given, his blood is shed, he is poured out in love, a power that creates, a power that redeems us all, a power we all want and need if we are going to bring God's kingdom and change the world.